This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie Wonder with Dionne Warwick as we welcome you to another hour of conversations. The Friday program, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. The focus on Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. They are going to debate, and the contemplation about this, this is what happened before the California primary, which is June the 7th. He has gone on record with a number of different positions on energy. There have been the usual focus on his missteps and stumbles and contradictions and that sort of thing. But you can't deny that his his appeal is there. I chuckle about it because there are so many people who try so hard to make him look bad. You know how that happens from time to time? I had that happen to me locally in the Framingham Town Meeting the other day, because I was trying to get through something that was helpful to farmers, and I became the subject instead of the focus on what the issue was, and that happens sometimes. So instead of issues, Trump, I suppose, could be considered an issue in and of himself because of the way he has worked up to this point. But he does, I believe, have enough. He has the threshold, the delegate threshold, 1,237 delegates. The uncommitted delegates who now support him are rallying around him. So let's see here. California left, New Jersey left, and that's pretty much going to secure it for him. So all the talk during this whole nomination process has been, nah, he's not going to get that vote. Nah, he's not going to get that state. Nah, he won't get that delegate. Nah, he won't get the nomination. So, what happens? He and Hillary Clinton may go at each other, but for now, it looks like he and Sanders are doing what I would consider the right thing. How many people think that this debate that's scheduled is the right thing? I believe that there's going to be a lot of fun associated with this. And I think there's, I don't know this for a fact, but I think there's a respect, a mutual respect for the two of them. They don't, well, Sanders takes shots at Trump. I don't remember hearing too many shots Trump taking at Sanders, but he may have. I just not paying attention to it. Because, frankly, I've checked out, even though it's supposedly people say, it's your job to know what's going on. Nah, it's my job to have a well-rounded overview of what's going on in terms of all sorts of things. This is not, the world is not run by or driven by politics. There are people who would make you believe that, but it isn't true. It just is that it drives the world of conversation on lots of radio programs and on some of the super specialized networks, mostly MSNBC and Fox, and CNN to a point. But this is an event. This is a happening. So here is an overview of yesterday. I think he came out swinging in a discussion or a debate or a presentation criticizing both President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump firing back at the man he's campaigning to replace.
Number one, he's incompetent.
Trump, speaking just hours after the sitting president overseas in Japan, said this about how foreign leaders perceive the New York billionaire.
I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements. but they're rattled by it.
Trump taking the critique in stride and saying it's actually beneficial in the wake of the current administration's actions.
If they're rattled in a friendly way, that's a good thing. He's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him.
Trump back on the trail in North Dakota after bypassing the magic number of 1,237 delegates needed to clinch the nomination.
The folks behind me got us right over the top.
Pivoting quickly to his likely next opponent, Hillary Clinton.
Here I am watching Hillary fight, and she can't close the deal. And that should be such an easy deal to close.
And continuing what has become a round-by-round slugfest between the presumptive nominee and Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
She's a woman that's been very ineffective, other than she's got a big mouth.
Trump's attacks on Clinton, a message the Republican Party hopes will resonate, even as it continues the process of coming together behind its off-controversial standard bearer.
What I'm most concerned about is making sure that we actually have real party unity, not pretend party unity. Real party unity, because we need to win this election in the fall.
All right. The fall is coming. Summer is coming. Summer in the city. This is Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people enjoying. It's very warm, actually, where I am in Massachusetts. It's supposed to be quite warm this weekend on the scale of 1 to 10. This is supposed to be sort of like a 7 or an 8 in terms of temperature. And there are a lot of people looking at what's going to happen weather-wise around the country. The weather is supposed to be pretty hot in most areas of the country this summer, except the Midwest. That apparently is the area where the global warming discussion, or, if you will, global warming, climate change, whatever, you know what, that's getting old, too. I pay little attention to that, except anecdotally sometimes makes for good conversation. At any rate, Trump and the nomination in a number one position. As I look at this week's overview of the talkers charts, the hot hits in talk radio, which is a big part of our discussion on Friday throughout the Good Day program, the presidential race is at number one, the Clinton email business, the investigation number two, the Chinese buildup militarily number three, the transgender lawsuit by the 10 or 11 states that are involved in that, number four, investigation of the Egypt air crash, number five, the battle against Daesh is number six, problems at the TSA, seven, the acquittal of the police officer in the Freddie Gray case, number eight, Bill Cosby situation, number nine, and a lot of conversation about sports talk radio. So we'll weave those items into the conversations. We continue on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2016 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 30th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today. Featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and made possible with support from Wells Fargo, the Nation of Kuwait, American Airlines, and Leidos. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit NationalMemorialDayParade.com.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
It's 70 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Kara, I find it interesting to look at all of the various angles when it comes to support for Donald Trump and whether he gets millennial support or he doesn't get millennial support. An article I read last night about college-age protesters and then the ones who like him, the people who immediately fall in love with him, is a story about a fellow named Brendan DeGrega, who was at a rally of his. The polls show, from what I've seen, Bernie Sanders is the overwhelming favorite of millennials. This is people that are in the age bracket of 18, first year of voting to the early 30s. Voters are now beginning to take a serious look at Trump. They didn't take him seriously. Do you find that with your friends, that a lot of people early on who are your age didn't really care about him, or if they did, they laughed about him?
I find that most people, not even just, I mean, most people my age, but most people in general didn't really take it seriously, and I think now they're a little taken aback. I think some people are very excited about it, but
people who are your friends, you mean?
No, not people who are my friends. But I will say the one thing that, if anything, that he really has going for him towards millennials is that he's not focusing on social issues, really. He's not taking a big, like, religious stance towards social issues, which is, I think, a big problem with a lot of, like, say, Ted Cruz, with a lot of Republican candidates that are, like, you know, with millennials, because, you know, that's just not an issue. Like, gay marriage, things like that, it's a non-issue for millennials now.
Yeah.
So to continue focusing on it and saying you're going to change the laws about it, well, you know, that's not going to help you with getting the younger vote.
So do you think that many young voters are angry and disillusioned, and that brings them together whether they vote? I've said this on the air, but I don't know whether I really have. It's my assumption that the people who are younger who like either Sanders or both Trump and Sanders are just plain angry. Not that that is not that that's an age thing, because I'm angry and disillusioned about government. You hear me all the time talking about how ridiculously poorly run the country is, and it's become worse and worse. And so I have the experience of having seen in my lifetime the country moderately well run. You haven't.
Well, yeah, and I think people are angry, but I think people also just are not sure what to do, because, you know, you talk about, well, Bill Clinton was able to do some good things with the economy, but I was, not to make myself sound super, I was born when he was in office.
Yeah.
And so after that, you know, you get George Bush and you get Obama, and I personally, you know, socially, I think that Obama has done some good things, but it's hard when you don't see a president be elected and do a lot of great things for the country. It's kind of hard to believe that, you know, it's a possibility.
One of the things that is very obvious, even when you listen to Obama today, what we need, I think, is a president for all the country, not just some of the country. Maybe that's something that we rattle around in our brains for a while. 21 after the hour here on Good Day. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For example, we have the boss here now, Bruce Springsteen, who was in the Live X Live Rock performance, one of the first musicians featured on Live X, the new HD multi-channel digital network, started last weekend. The Rock and Rio performance is streamed. I don't know if either of you saw this. It's streamed live all across the world.
I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you hear about it?
Just that it was cool and that there's this technology really connects the world of concert goers in a very cool way. I mean,
so how would you have
the performances in Rio?
All right, so I'm just hooking up my new TV system, and it's got Netflix and all the other stuff. So how would I find a concert like this? Do they have a special? Is LiveX Live? It's a musical network, a digital musical network. Is it something that you find like Netflix and Amazon and all the other stuff?
It would be, you could find it online, but I do believe some smart TVs are going to have this network as well, and it will be similar to like Spotify or Pandora, a streaming service.
Really?
It would have video. So yeah, if you have now that you have a new smart TV, you should be able to pick that up too.
Really?
As soon as this expands their service, yeah.
So this LiveX Live network launched last weekend, and it was for the performance of Rock and Rio. So Fergie was there as well with the boss.
I think Fergie has a new album coming out.
Really?
I think that's why she's back out performing. Yeah, I heard she's got some new music coming out. She's great.
So would you say she was more accomplished than her husband, Josh Duhamel?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I like
more people know her than know him.
I think her name is at least more recognizable. I think his face people would know, but if you said the name, then people might not necessarily be able to place it as fast as if you said Fergie.
See, here's what we had when I was a kid, and I still have one of them around, a Ferguson tractor. and we used to call it Fergie. So when I think Fergie, I think of my first Ferguson tractor.
That's funny.
There you go. They're different experiences. All right, let's see here. Besides the boss and Fergie, let's see. We got Hollywood vampires. Let's see. Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, Joe Perry in this combination of rock and roll instead of rock and roll. Crank it up, Carolyn. Pretty poppy song, sound, right?
I like this, yeah.
Also, Adam Lambert and Queen performing. This is a new combination, isn't it? Because Adam Lambert hasn't been the lead singer of Queen that long, right? Whenever you think of Queen, you think of Freddie Mercury. I don't think of Adam Lambert. I think of Freddie. This was last year, I think, didn't he?
I don't know. It's been a couple years now that he's not doing it. But.
Yeah, not consistently, but he's done a few festival gigs with them.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have, and I did this off the air when we were talking about how to put this all together, Kara and I. Adam Lambert, I confused with Adam Levine for whatever the reason. There's not much confusion. I shouldn't probably do that, but I do.
Yeah.
they were also there, Maroon 5, in this live act. Oh, no, they're going to perform this weekend.
Yeah, this
thing
weekend.
Continues. Right. So Maroon 5 in it this weekend. Ariana Grande performing this weekend on this LiveX live digital song fest from Rio. Charlie,
this is a great activity for the weekend, for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, right.
Stream some live concerts.
All right. Careful. I don't know Charlie Puth.
He is Meghan Trainor's boyfriend.
Really?
And they did a duet together, which was super cute. It came out last year. That song, I'm Gonna Love You. Actually, do you have that? Kara Doug would love that song, I think.
Not now, because it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country value a job candidate's skill above all else when hiring. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly half of entrepreneurs say that skill level is the most important factor when selecting a potential candidate, followed by fit with the company culture and previous experience. Furthermore, only 3% say education level is the most important factor when hiring. In fact, two-fifths of small business owners say a college degree isn't important. Instead, entrepreneurs are looking for characteristics such as work ethic and trustworthiness. Steve Strauss, small business expert and USA Today columnist, discusses the findings.
While a college degree is traditionally seen as a door opener for job seekers, fundamental skills and characteristics that ensure a job well done are at the core of what small businesses need. This isn't to say that advanced education is invaluable, but it's how you apply and translate that knowledge into results that matters most.
For more information...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
For the day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen is my name. Radio is the game. Here to help me along is Kara Schillen. We have a 2020 news quiz question now for you. Pay attention, please, because there is a swell prize. A great book has been published by a lady named Maria Trilogy. It's a focus on life, your life, and how to make it better. I am very much into inspirational reading. I think that a lot of these books that are around now, some people call them self-help books, but these go further. The good ones, the new ones, go a lot further than that and bring you into your own focus using your own experiences and putting those to the test as to how in your own lifestyle you can make your life better. And so she teaches you this sort of in a entertaining, but she brings a lot of her own experiences into it. But believe me, this is a great read, and you can have the book if you can answer the question. 888-302-3684 is number. You have about 5 minutes to answer this question. Hopefully we'll get it done before 20 minutes before the hour. There is an investigation going on into a discrepancy about the number of medals this particular fellow was awarded when he was in the service. Who is the soldier in question, and what do you know about the framing of this issue? Why him? Why now? Why the investigation? 888-302-3684. Who is the soldier who's being investigated for supposedly falsifying? Say it again, Doug. There it is. Falsifying number of medals that he got in service for our country. I think this is sort of a specious argument myself, but there are a lot of people in the news media who seem to want to make a big deal out of it at this point. Again, I don't know about the timing. It just is one of those things. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. That's the number. Figure out who the person is that's being investigated for claims that suggest that he used to say or did say or has said, I did this, I got that, I here is this, my award or reward. So and at this point, who makes something out of something like this? Part of the discussion. 888-302-3684. My friend Uri Geller is going to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes, and we're going to talk with him about the future. What's in the future world for you? Meanwhile, there is a big to-do about Kenneth Starr. Remember him? The independent counsel who reported on Bill Clinton and was the cause for the impeachment in 1998? Well, you know what? He's not so perfect either. He and some other people who are in charge of Baylor University have been removed because apparently they covered up sexual assaults on the campus. Here's an overview of this. Not only is it the president, Ken Starr, but the football coach has been fired as well. Listen to this.
The report says that Baylor was inadequate in its response to Title IX as far as reporting these incidents. Also that Baylor administrators discouraged complainants from reporting incidents, and in one instance retaliated against an individual. It also indicates that multiple football players were alleged for a sexual assault, and that the football staff and administration did not take appropriate measures, and that basically it summed it up best. It said there was no culture for accountability among the football program concerning off-the-field issues.
No culture for accountability for football issues that were off the field. You say they retaliated. Did it detail? Did it explain the retaliation?
It did not. It was just snippets from the report. Hopefully Baylor will release the entire Pepper Hamilton report. But as we've talked about earlier, I think for everything that I know you guys talked to Chris Fowler just a second ago, for everything that Art Briles has done for the school on the field, the success that he's had, certainly there had to be a lot of hard evidence for them to make this decision. Because remember, Baylor had been playing football for 105 years before Art Briles. They only had one 10-win season. Briles had four 10-win seasons in only 8 years. They just built a brand-new stadium there. So certainly his on-the-field success couldn't be questioned. But then when all of these incidents come to light, certainly the additional reporting by our Outside the Lines group, Baylor simply had no choice.
I'm just so sick of listening to stories about football and the gods that these players become. It's just disgusting. These guys get away with stuff.
I feel like we've had this conversation three times this week, if not more, about just people not being held accountable. And what, they're college students. That's all that they are. So why are they given such, reprieve from the bad things that they do? I don't get it.
Because we have become so used to promoting the sickness that is football, the enthusiasm. You look at the the Ohio, Florida, Texas, some of the other states where these football games, and even in high school, these kids become here. They're so, and they're made up to be something, as you just suggested, that they aren't. They're just kids in school who happen to be good at playing a sport.
Well,
what are you doing to a kid's psyche when you push them into these levels of
prominence? You get kids like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, that's what you get. Thank you.
I don't get it. You know, education, and especially, this is sad to see anywhere, but the college level is supposed to be for education. That's what you're supposed to be there. So it's, you know, at University of Maryland, the sports programs are huge too, and it was frustrating to see, you know, it's from private donors, but it's frustrating to see how much money and attention is given to the sports and, you know, the athletes kind of take easy classes, a lot of them, because... Yeah. That's not their, you know, that's not what they're there for. So it's frustrating because not only does this mean that, you know, the football players aren't held accountable, but it creates a really hard learning environment for everyone, and especially women on campuses like this, when you have to be worried that it might happen. And if it does happen, no one's going to get in trouble for it. That's a really hard learning environment and a place to live.
Starr was stripped of his presidential job, but he's going to stay on the campus. What kind of credibility can something like that? He's a professor of law, and he's going to stay the chancellor of the school. The chancellor's position is centered around development and religious liberty. Ah, yes, that's right, too.
I can't imagine that's going to stay for long. People are going to protest that. People aren't going to be happy about that.
And he won't get any money. He's done. He's finished his job there, and perhaps his career is over, as well it ought to be. Under these circumstances, somebody has to take responsibility, stand up and take responsibility for things like this. Just a moment, because I got to move on. Not time for a lot of conversation about the story that surrounds the history of Chris Kyle. You remember him, the Navy SEAL, who was the subject of the movie American Sniper. Supposedly, he claimed that he was awarded a number of medals for heroism. Why now? I don't know. I remember reading about the book, and then, of course, the movie that Bradley Cooper starred in. He said that he had been given 2 silver stars, 5 bronze stars, but the Navy found citations for only 1 silver star and 3 bronze stars. You know what? Who gives it?
Once someone's dead, just let it go.
Yeah,
he can't defend himself. It doesn't matter anymore. Who cares?
You know? This is another example of the news media trying to denigrate somebody who has worn a uniform, who deserved. I don't care. I mean, I'm sad that he had to do what he did in the line of duty, because it tells a lot about the weakness of our society and the human condition. But the guy did a good job. And this is foolishness. And again, another way for the news media to disparage somebody who wore the uniform, when we should be disparaging the people who don't wear uniforms, who are in suits, who start these wars and get us into these problems. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content subject to inline port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
All right, 47 after the hour. If you're someone who gets frustrated sometimes because you can't, you're not finding a Good Day program on a mobile app and you don't have a smartphone, if you got a regular phone, all you have to do is call 605-477-3712. You don't, there's no data involved. If you have unlimited minutes, this is pretty easily done. So if you want to listen to Doug, me, on the program, me, this, us, on the phone, anytime, anywhere, day or night, 24 hours a day, just call 605-477-3712. Maybe over the weekend you want to catch up on some of the hours of Good Day, hear what we were talking about, 605-477-3712. Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes on Good Day. In the meantime, there's this story that seems to, again, become a perfect passy of the news media. There's a case of a superbug that has shown up with a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman. Here's sort of the overview of that focus.
The type of bacteria is something known as E. coli. It's something that you have likely heard about. It's a pretty common bacteria, and you know, it's something that was easily treated up until recently. There were many different classes of antibiotics to try and treat E. coli. Not just antibiotics, but entire classes of antibiotics. At least seven of those classes exist. And what what we now know is that this particular woman has a bacteria, this E. coli bacteria, that does not respond to any of those antibiotics. No antibiotic that exists can kill it, including one of the most recent antibiotics known as colistin. Now, we don't know exactly how this occurred, why it occurred. We know that sometimes, because of overuse of antibiotics, the bacteria start to get smart and they develop a resistance. Sometimes they can just more spontaneously mutate or get a resistance just sort of spontaneously. And we're not exactly sure what happened in this case, but if she got this mutation spontaneously, she could start to spread this bacteria certainly within her own body. That's what researchers are looking at now, and obviously trying to figure out where the next antibiotic may potentially come from.
All right, so this is something that occurred in England in 2008. There have been cases in Italy and China in the last few years. Not one here. It's pretty difficult to treat. E. coli is not that difficult. You got a strong immune system, you're not going to have a problem with it anymore than you do with salmonella or listeria. But the news media is ready to tear the walls down. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is my friend of years, decades, in fact. Uri Geller is someone that a lot of people pay a lot of attention to because he's a smart guy who has the ability to motivate people to think, get people to think. And he's been writing this week about the future. And I found myself captivated as I looked at this overview that you've come up with of life since the 90s, even. How has our life, your life, my life changed? How have many of the people that listen to this program are younger? But bring us through your thought process and all of the examples that you made of how things have changed in the last 20 years, and then you're thinking about how life will change as we look to the future.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, it's kind of a bit difficult to talk about the future when we have Donald Trump now and Hillary Clinton fighting each other, and I'm sure you talk about it nonstop 24 hours a day. And I really would like to talk about Donald Trump because it's basically to do with the future, because no one yet knows whether it's going to be Hillary or Donald. And I always believe that people who have charisma and in the seat of leadership, people who are motivational and inspirational, aspirational and are motivated to move a whole nation will basically win. And I just want to ask you, before I talk about the future, what are your feelings? If I'd have to straightforward ask you now, who do you think is going to win in November? What is your answer?
I always love it when Uri comes on, he becomes the interviewer and I become the interviewee. I've made it pretty clear. You know, that, you know me very well, and I'm not a political animal per se, and this program is not about politics, but it's hard to escape the conversation these days because Trump is colorful, Bernie Sanders is colorful. I think that the similarity between the two of them is pretty amazing in many respects. The sorts of things that have brought them into prominence are the things that I've been talking about for years. The ineffectiveness of government, how things just don't work well, or in some cases not at all. And so for that reason, if the election were held today, I'd vote for Donald Trump. Much is going to be, frankly, in my mind, decided by who they pick for their vice presidential running mate. But I think that Trump... There's a side of Trump that we haven't seen, I believe. A lot of this stuff that he's been doing, the silly things that affect his reputation. He's been very critical of some women and people talking about Muslims.
Yeah, okay, Doug, said it. I also think that he's going to win because of basically the FBI investigation.
I turn it around now. Okay, turn around is fair play. If you were American, you lived in this country for a long time, who would you vote for of those who are on the top of it?
Donald Trump, because I'm Jewish, and I think and I believe that he would be better for the state of Israel. Let's now go into the future. Look, Doug, all we care about today, I think most people, is to be healthy and longevity. Look at how many people who are not well, ill, are struggling to add a few more years to their lives, whether it's with medical treatments, meditation, holistic or homeopathic treatments. We all want to live longer. But we want to live longer, healthier, because what's the use to be, 85 in a wheelchair, hardly being able to move, or not to remember things because of Alzheimer and dementia? And now medicine is jumping in huge, huge leaps. Discoveries are mammoth. And that's why I believe that in the coming 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they will be able to change body parts. There will be non-invasive operations. And basically people will live longer. And they will have healthier lives and happier lives. There are so many elements involved and entwined with the technological discoveries that we're going through that is quite amazing. Social media is developing in such tremendous speed that, Doug, I don't have to tell you, but that phone that you're holding in your hands, you can be today detected where you are. They can film you, and National Security Agency can store everything you're saying. They can look into your emails, text messages, etc.
Yep.
So there's a dark side to it, but there's also a white and positive side to social media. Anyhow, we'll talk about it next week because I know you're rushing now.
Yeah, thanks. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.